fresh water flowing along besides the creek?
Well, brook sometimes is small.
Smaller than a creek?
If it's small stream, called brook.
Well, is a brook as small as it goes, or is there something smaller than that?
Well, I believe a brook and branch is synonymous.
I see. Well, is there anything slightly larger than a creek, or?
Well, the next then would be river.
Next would be river. I see. Well, there, the creeks around here, do they have proper names?
I tell you, most of the creeks around here are French names, like Terroux, let's see, T-E-R-R-E-R-O-U-G-E, which means little red. And then you have Caney Creek, which is a name for the fact that it had lots of cane on it, the land around the creek. They call it Caney Creek. And then a Cypress Creek, it's named because there was lots of cypress up and down. Take this creek right here, it's Mill Creek. Well, its origin is up here at Potlatch Mill. And let's see, the next creek over there is Onion Creek. And there used to be lots of wild onions grew on along its banks. So they call it Onion Creek.
I see. Well, let me ask you about a place that's been in the land that's been cut out over the years by water flowing along?
Ravine.
Call that a ravine. Would that be the same thing as, say, a place that's been cut out by a very heavy rainfall?
Yeah, that usually, we'll call that a washout.
A washout. Well, what about the term gully? Is that ever used?
Gully, yeah, gully, washout, and gully.
Gully and washout are the same thing. What about could you use gully to describe a ravine?
Well, they do sometimes. It depends on, a gully is not supposed to be, or you usually think of it as not being as deep as a ravine.
I see. Well, what do people around here call a small elevation in the land? They say they're going up a little
hill.
Have you ever heard of, well, let me ask you this first. You know, this round thing on your door that you turned open?
A doorknob.
Have you ever heard people call a hill a knob?
No.
It's a no instead of a knob.
Yeah.
I see. Well, something that would be a good deal larger than a hill when you get up in the northern part of the state, you get into the
mountain.
Have you ever heard people talk about the part of the mountain that's, the rocky, steep side that drops off real sharply?
I don't know if I've ever, naturally not being in the mountains, I wouldn't. I don't believe I have.
Could something like that be called a cliff?
Well, yeah, it could.
Do you happen to know what they would call a low place in the mountains, maybe where a road would go across?
Pass.
See. Have you ever heard of the term gap used?
Yeah.
In connection with the mountains?
Yeah, there's one up here, Cat a Gap. It's a break in the mountains. Go across around Mount Ida.
I see.
Cat a Gap.
Mount Ida, is that north of Hot Springs?
Yeah.
A place in the mountain, have you ever seen, sometimes in the mountains you'll have water falling a long distance?